You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a bluegrass musician.
The Mark Hembree Band is well known in Wisconsin's bluegrass music scene. Its upright, bass-playing leader, Mark Hembree himself, has been playing music professionally for decades. WPR's Norman Gilliland talked with the Oconomowoc musician about his time playing with another bluegrass legend.
A few evenings ago, while waiting for a friend outside the Stoughton Opera House, I struck up a conversation with a gent whose down-home Sunday attire was topped by a weathered Stetson. Before long, we were talking about bluegrass, that confluence of African-American blues, jazz, Irish ballads, and dance tunes. It turns out that one man is known as the father of bluegrass. In the mid-1940s, Kentuckian Bill Monroe and his bluegrass boys developed all the elements that came to define bluegrass: acoustic instruments, mandolin, banjo, fiddle, guitar, and bass, breakneck tempos, rich vocal harmonies, and flashy solos known as breakdowns. The man I met, an Oconomowoc resident by the name of Mark Hembree, played bass and sang with Bill Monroe's band from 1979 to 1984. It was an experience that left a lasting impression, beginning with the audition.
Caught them just before they went on stage for their last set. Well, what can you play? I said, well, how about Road to Columbus, Monroe fiddle tune. And Baker just flew right into it. No count or anything, you know. I grabbed the bass quick and jump in. I made it in time and played through that. And by the end of it, we were, you know, getting a good groove. So Butch Robbins, banjo player, came trotting by. He said, we're going to blast right out of here, but if you've got a business card or something, give it to the old man, you might have a job.
And that'll show you that we've got a better bass man than you thought we had. Hurry to the Lord, you bring my woman back home. I wish to the Lord, you bring my woman back home. I'm not so lonesome, you don't want to be alone.
Hembree's touring high road included playing at the White House and performing on the landmark album Master of Bluegrass. But the high road also put him on a collision course with the rigors of touring and the complex personality of bandleader legend Bill Monroe.
Bill was not interested in whatever I had to say or think about much of anything, really. Finally, after a few weeks, I asked him, do you think I should bring my car and some stuff down from Wisconsin? And he didn't say anything. He just barely nodded.
So after 5 years, Hembree broke away and eventually formed his own band. A curious thing about bluegrass may account for its durability. Although the lyrics are usually about bankruptcy, breakups, and other personal catastrophes, the music is so darn upbeat and cheerful that it sweeps those woes away. You might not be able to ditch your troubles completely, but for a while, with bluegrass, you just might be able to outrun them.
WPR's Norman Gilliland brought us that story on bluegrass musician Mark Hembree. Learn more about his life on the road in the book On the Bus with Bill Monroe, My 5-Year Ride with the Father of Bluegrass, and you can catch the Mark Hembree Band around the Upper Midwest. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is WPR News.